Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 1st of July 2017, and this is the 611th or 12th Mole Out Loud podcast. I can't believe that it's July already. I was think of July as being the beginning of spring here. I know nobody in the world agrees with me, but today has been an absolutely exquisite day, and I can smell the daphne coming out across the road from me, and there are jonquils in people's gardens. The blackbirds are becoming more lively, and it feels quite spring-like to me. Although it has been very cold, it's the last couple of nights it's gone down to one, and on Thursday night, when I had my writing group, I walked down to the state. It was very chilly. I could feel a flake or two of snow on my face, although it certainly didn't settle down here. But when I got to the meeting, two of the people live out of town, and one of them got a call from her partner saying that it was likely that the road was going to be closed on the way back because snow had been forecast. So she left straight away, and the other one, who's out of town, just said she would stop for a little while but would also leave early. So we had a great discussion, but it was quite an early evening, and when I went for a walk in the morning, the mountain had a really lovely snowy cap on it, and I'm going to send you a photograph of that snowy cap. So that was the last day of June, and to my mind that is pretty much the last day of our 2-week winter, but I'm sure we'll have a bit more cool weather. There was a lovely frost this morning, and just these really beautiful, beautiful clear days. And we haven't had much wind, although it's been forecast. So a really, really lovely time of the year. I've been quite well rested these last couple of days. I think I've had really probably about 3 weeks of writing or doing other things most weekends as well as weekdays, and I was feeling quite tired, but I did manage both the deadlines that I needed to meet. And so yesterday, it not being a Murmurs Day, I went for that lovely walk and enjoyed the frost and the snow, I just made myself food. Today I've planted a few things in the garden, a couple of bulbs. It's probably a bit late, but better late than never. And just had a very, very gentle day. I probably will do a little bit of work tomorrow, but I've just had these last 2 days have been rest days, and I've been listening. We had an internet breakdown. I thought it was just me, and I think when I spoke to you actually on Thursday, I was trying to find somewhere where I could upload Mole, because I couldn't get onto the internet at home, and so I wandered around the neighbourhood trying to see whether I could kind of steal anybody's internet to upload Mole, and I did. So I'm hoping that person will forgive me. I think we have two networks and one of them is down. So 8,000 people were actually affected by that. And it was about 36 hours. So part of yesterday was because I didn't have the internet. So it was really very restful. And I found myself listening to some Le Carré. I have a set of his stories read by him. And so I was listening to... Well, actually, I was just... I was going to say... Yes, they are read by him. I was listening to Tinker Tailor on a CD. So that was a really nice thing to do too. I do hope that you had a really lovely day as well. If you have been working really hard, I heartily recommend some time off, a bit of a treat. If you have been working hard, I find deadlines extremely difficult, but I do like the fact that I feel as if I deserve time off afterwards. I know I shouldn't really need to work along this system of carrot and reward and whip, but if I haven't achieved anything and I'm tired, I feel rotten when I take time off. If I have achieved something, I feel I really enjoy my time off. So I hope that you neither have that silly self-talk that I seem to be operating with, nor that you need to push yourself too hard before you take a break. But I hope you have had a lovely restful time or creative time over the last couple of days. And I am going to... have a bit of a rest time tomorrow as well. I hope you have a great Saturday and Sunday if you haven't started your Saturday yet, and I thank you very, very much for listening as always, and look forward to talking to you again on Monday.